For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive.
And kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times, if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard wall. This brother. Come on.
Zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Oh, shut up.
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so uptight over nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
Three, two, one, five, seven, eight, two. Welcome to Punch Drunk Fuck Faces. Ladies and gentlemen, spinning on its axis, circling a star in the middle of the universe, it's Punch Drunk Sports. And ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir is here. I'm here with Sports Ban,
hey.
Fight Nanny, Johnny Woodard, and ladies and gentlemen, Ari Shaffir, who seems naked and he's laying on a carpet somewhere.
Are you doing yoga?
Stretching it out. I'm stretching it out.
Is that what you call it?
That's stretching a stretch. You know, you
that is a stretch. That was a stretch. And that's a stretch. Yeah, he's done. Ooh, he really is stretching it out. Ladies and gentlemen, look at this. Ari Shaffir really going for it. Ari, I've been watching your skiing videos, and I am you are really good at skiing.
Thanks. Yeah, I've
Be having so much fun because you've been skiing like a lot in the last like week or two.
Yeah, I've been, I've already got 6, 12, 13 days in this year. Some of the best places in the world.
You have now skied more times than I have in my life in 13 days.
What?
I've skied less than 13 times in my life.
I know, but I've been getting good, dude. I was always pretty bad, and then like...
Really good.
Skiing over and over again, and skiing with Ryan, who's better than me.
You're really good at slowing down and then picking up speed. I've been watching your style.
My technique is terrible, but I'm jumps? Also pigeon toes. I'm always that right leg is always coming in. It's always coming in.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to ski all the time. How's your snowplow?
My snowplow is fucking on point. The rest of it needs work.
Yeah.
Breaking news, Punch Drunk fans. Ari Shaffir has all of his toes.
Red Band fell for that. You thought he lost a toe.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
And then and you're like, did Ari really lose a toe? And I'm like, yep.
I was concerned.
Yep.
I was telling
sure
people.
Did.
I love when you just say something as a joke, and then people go, is that real? And you're like, I mean, it wasn't going to be, but now, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how that went. I was like, you believe this too? I'm surprised you do, but now I'm going to let you go that direction.
So are you into yoga now because of the challenge?
He was into it before that. Oh, no, he was into it when he went overseas. When he pulled a Dave Chappelle and lost his mind, and he's like, Chappelle went to Africa and Ari went to wherever little boys are that you can fuck. Then he got into yoga.
It's a lot of places.
Dipshit. What a dumb fuck.
No, I'm not doing yoga. I'm just stretching it out because I'm fucking sore from fucking skiing and set. I got wiped a bunch of times yesterday.
You have like a dad body if you were gay. You have gay dad body.
What do you mean? I think he's so skinny.
So far. Yeah, but I'm saying like, look at, okay, all right.
He's got like definition. He's like skinny fit.
Hey, but hold on.
Oh, look at, whoa.
Hey, come
that's
on.
Elastic. That, look how elastic that is.
It's impressive that you can stretch that far.
All right, she wasn't already pregnant. Sounds like she wants it.
No.
She wants it all the time, huh?
Sam's got like a granddad bod. Sam has
a
bod.
Are you a slut for two now?
It is going to be a girl. Have you talked about names yet?
Yeah.
Well, what about Portia? Something's going to get her on the pole quickly.
No.
Hey, what about dumb fuck?
That's something you would name.
What about what about a black name like Shampoo or fucking Shaniqua?
No, 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 no.
Are you guys going with like a ass. Classic
or
Jewish
like
name?
For that.
No, you guys asked that before. No. Cool names.
What is it?
I'm not telling.
Just give us like a top
do you,
three.
Do you have it down? Because you are.
Yeah. We had names
see.
Like.
You are 40 days away from having
about,
a baby.
How about because it's you're the nanny? How about Nanette?
Nanette
would be good. Nanette would be good.
It's beautiful.
It's a real name.
What about Twatsy?
Twatsy.
Oh, Twatsy.
Up
like
there.
That.
It's
boy
one of
girl.
The top three.
Twatsy King.
Now, do you have a name picked out specifically if it comes out black?
No.
Is this baby going to be black?
That's impossible.
Is it?
It's impossible.
Is it?
It's impossible.
I mean, what about like some old shit
he
just rooting around
I've
up there?
I've never slept with a black impossible. Person.
Well, you better call it JonBenet.
That's true.
Oh, that's the one. JonBenet.
Call it JonBenet if it comes out black.
Wouldn't it be more plausible that it would have been a Mexican, if anything?
No.
I mean, if it's a Mexican.
No, that's
part
of
the
many guys you fucked.
There you go.
That's one more reason to build the wall. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Stockton. Name it Stockton.
Stockton.
Yeah.
I don't think the current father would like that one.
Yeah. Probably not.
He doesn't like to be reminded.
Oh, how about, so for real, though, for real, how about at Nick Diaz 209?
What about if you...
That's even worse.
Yeah, yeah.
What? That, how can you tell? That's
what if you just, what if you just name your daughter at the time you guys met, you and the father met, and you call it 20930?
Hey, what about shut your fucking mouth, whore?
Whoa. How about zip it, twat?
Yeah, these aren't names anymore. These are suggestions.
Yeah, these are. It's
That's
really
what
more
you guys
of a
would
mission
say to
statement.
Your crying daughter.
Oh, like Ari and I would have a daughter. Like Ari and I would have a daughter.
Well, Ari got that.
If Ebon and I had daughters, we would trade them so we could each have sex.
Oh, dude, can we pinky swear on that? So pinky swear, pinky yep. swear. Dinkies, yep. Totally into it. So, Ari, how long do we have you? Wow, you are like, where are you at? It looks like you're in a very luxurious place. What do you have a fucking...
Oh, it's an Airbnb. It's not really expensive.
Oh, Airbnb. I thought you looked like you were in a very luxurious hotel.
Like a Vegas hotel.
Yeah, it sure does. Looks like a suite. No,
looks like a shooter hotel.
But instead, you are rooting through other people's things and stretching naked on their floor. You got your asshole all over their floor while you're stretching.
Oh, dude. I don't
with
do
your
that.
Granddad, bod.
When I'm in hotels, I come. On the floor and the carpets and stuff.
Hell oh, yeah. Red Band does.
I feel like everyone does, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I dude, I come
do it
everywhere.
Like, no one can see. Like, you don't have to step in it. Just like, you know, just like jizz on your way out. So it's like, if this is my corner at the end, I'm just like.
I don't walk barefoot in hotel rooms because of animals like this.
Of course not.
You know, a lot of Airbnbs have hidden cameras in them because they want to protect their property. Uh-huh. Yeah, so, like, if Ari goes crazy and destroys it, they at least have video of it. So they have these things you can buy where you can scan your room to see if there's cameras. And I forget which website did it, and they, like, one out of, like, 10 Airbnbs they tested had a hidden cameras in it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Is that legal? Wow.
Would that even stop you from doing the things you do?
No.
Yeah, they can't admit they're videotaping you. If it's over something like, oh, he put his balls in my cup or something like that.
Right.
You'd be like, you're going to break the code for that?
No, it's only if you destroy the place and it's like thousands of dollars.
Is it in the bedrooms? Like, they could watch you have sex?
The ones they found were in usually fire detectors or whatever they're called, fire alarms.
Yeah. Smoke
detectors. It's not legal,
detectors. It's not legal to record audio, but I think you're fine if it's video and you own the property. There's no laws on
video. Kill the audio track.
So invasive.
Yeah. I'm not sure, though. Every state's probably different. Yeah.
All right, what are you drinking? Coffee? Water? Cum?
Chai Panas.
What is it?
Chai Panas, hot ginger.
Ew, what
He's
the...
He's so healthy.
He's so happy now. He's just, you're so
it's called. It's called, I'm making money, and I can upgrade what I spend money on.
Right.
Like, coffee is either, like, free or 50 cents, but, like, hot diet ginger is, like, 11 bucks, and he's like, fuck it. It's like...
Raw ginger costs a dollar.
Fuck face. You know what you've become? Remember when you were in the airport with Rogan and you go, oh, shit. And Rogan goes, what's wrong? And this is like season two of Fear Factor, right? So Rogan's like making mad money. And Ari's like, fuck. And Rogan's like, what? They're like going through Denver, like, you know, taxiing their fucking luggage. And Ari's like, I forgot toothpaste.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
And Rogan goes, dude, who cares? Just buy toothpaste. How much is toothpaste? Like 10 bucks?
Yeah, it was like,
and Ari's like, aha, you're rich.
I think he said 20 bucks, too. I think it was more than
Ari, was it 10 or 20?
I think it was 10, but either way, he just doesn't understand how much this costs.
Either way, it's like, yeah, for a year, toothpaste is 10 bucks. For a year,
yeah,
that's who you become.
Yeah.
I remember when you were like, Ari, what are you drinking right now? And you're like, pretty much my own spit. And now you're like, what are you drinking right now? Imported ginger. You know, like, okay, fuckface. We get it.
This I hate ginger.
We get it. I get it. $10 toothpaste. I get it.
The problem with Jason is he doesn't eat fruit or vegetables, so he doesn't understand what you're saying.
What makes you? What makes you take this outside? Because you'll
do
give
you know what ginger is?
You'll give birth in 5 minutes really in the parking lot.
What's
with
your
one sidekick?
It's
what's
not
your,
like I'm going to
just
a
keep
Chinese
drinking
store
your soda.
And just give me the extra ginger.
What's your reasoning for drinking ginger though? Like,
oh,
it's really
it's expensive.
It's really good for you. It just makes me feel good.
Do you still eat candy, Ari?
Yeah, but I try to cut down. But in Asia, there wasn't really much sugar stuff, so I kind of ridded myself of the habit. But then, you know, I get into it, I can get right back into it.
Okay. All right, now that you have all this money, why did you just ditch shirts?
I'm not. I'm just fucking took off my shit so I could dunk a dump. I have a onesie, and I can't really take a dump with that onesie on.
You're wearing a onesie?
His
I felt it in a second.
You're going skiing, huh?
You got to get one with the drop seat. Is what it's called.
Yeah. They call that a drop seat?
Yeah.
I call that easy access.
Or the poop chute.
Yeah, bitch. Yeah, right in your fucking face. Onesies.
Fucking dumb shit. All right, when are you going to Australia, right?
I'm going to Australia. I start in Perth April 13th to 14th, and then I go to Melbourne, and then Adelaide, and then Sydney. Nice. And then I finish in...
All right, I got a big announcement.
Brisbane, what?
Two weeks from today, guess who's going to be in studio? Calais Campbell, almost defensive player of the year, 15 sacks last year for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wait, is that the fucking... Who played on the Jaguars that's a fucking safety or a...
You're talking about Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, now he's gay, right?
I don't know why you would say that, and I don't know any reason to think that.
When I get off here, you need to look up interviews with Jalen Ramsey.
I've seen, I know quite well, I am.
And tell me he's not gay. The way he dresses, the way his eyes open up, the way he goes, oh, he said that? I don't know.
I wouldn't, the best NFL fight of the year was Jalen Ramsey and, AJ Green, we were losing our minds for that fight, and we weren't live on it. So we're live on one thing, and Andrew's watching something else, and then me and the guy that you met, my buddy.
Did Andrew lose his mind trying to get?
No, we were. So I can't talk while that's happening. Yeah. But two of us are watching that fight in another TV, and we're like. Like, gotta go to this. You gotta see this. You know, and then the minute his mic is dead, he's like, why are you guys losing your shit? I'm like, dude, you gotta see this fight. You have, like, it's the best. And we showed it like 11 times during the, you know, and while it's, when shit like that happens at Red Zone, it's like Andrew is, you know, talking and doing a replay and whatever. And we're all kind of like looking to set up the next thing. And that fight happens. And all three of us are, like, losing our minds. And we're just writing notes to each other because we can't talk.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, it's called get license plate numbers. That's what we always hear. I want license plate numbers. So I'm like, this guy did this. Oh. Then he came in. Then he did this. Then he tackled him. And, then, you know. And it's the worst when it's, like, special teams play. So it's, like, let's say on a kickoff, I slap the ball out of your hand. Somebody else picks it up. Somebody else knocks it out of your hand. Then you pick it up. We got to get all of the license plate numbers. So it's like, when it's special teams, it's a nightmare because it's nobody you ever heard of. Yeah. Everyone's got number 17. Yeah. Everyone's like, number 17.
It's like fifth round.
Everyone's number 17. Everyone, no, you know, when it's a regular play, it's fine and easy to do. Yeah. you know, Calais Campbell, Forrest, strip sack, whatever. And then Jalen Ramsey picks up the fumble. On a special teams, it's nuts. That fight was incredible.
Is he as big as he looks on TV, Calais Campbell?
Didn't Calais Campbell
I'll show you a picture of us together.
Didn't he? He's like 300 pounds, right?
He's huge.
Didn't he used to play college football for University of Miami?
Miami, yes, yeah. He sure did.
And he was drafted by the Arizona
Cardinals.
Excellent recall.
Just signed a $70 million contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I instantly smile when he starts talking.
It's sports band, and sports band knows what he's talking
Isn't
about.
Isn't he 6 feet, 8 inches? Am I correct?
Oh, yeah.
I like that you just know that.
He's 6'8". He's 6'8", like 320 or something.
No, he's 300.
Oh, 300? Okay. Oh, Red Ben, thank you for correcting me on that.
He was born September 1st, 1986. He's a young guy.
We're both Virgos, and that's great for us.
So is this guy in the
NFL?
I
like when Red Ben gives too much information.
One of the
most
important people in the NFL.
He's coming here?
He would just say,
care less.
He's 24.
I mean,
not his exact
age. Can't get pregnant right now, so.
I don't like black people. He sounds black.
There you go. That's Clay Campbell.
I do like black people, I don't. I'm not sexually attracted to them. I'm sorry.
Okay, we'll just cut that right
I'm
out.
I'm sorry about that. Which one? The guy?
Which one? Which one is 6'8", 300?
Sorry.
Which one of these three people is 6'8", 300?
That guy could play football.
He's had 568 tackles.
He had 14 and a half sacks last year.
So he just went to the store and you antagonized him to come?
No, his brother has done Punch Drunk before, Jared Campbell.
Oh,
yeah.
That nice?
Yes. Yeah, he was a nice black guy that you like. He wasn't one of those ugly ones that you
I
hate.
I remember in his brother.
Fight Annie.
His brothers in the NFL.
Danny.
Look at the Steve Jobs.
Okay, let's be clear. You're all racist and I'm not.
Oh, really? Because, would you sleep with a black girl? I would sleep with a black girl.
I just have overlove for white people.
You're the one that's like, oh, I would never sleep
with
one of those
idiots. I
never
said I
would.
I said I have it. I would sleep with, you know who's cute? The one that's dating Khloe Kardashian. He's very attractive.
Which one?
Tristan Thompson. He's very attractive. I used to think John Jones was, but he's an idiot.
He's barely black, Tristan Thompson.
What
Tristan Thompson is, I'm blacker than Tristan Thompson. I am.
You may as well be called Tristan Thompson the third.
Yeah. And that's a classic white move. You throw the third in there.
Oh.
Like, who's like DeAndre Washington the fifth?
I'm the fifth. I'm the fourth.
Are you the fourth?
Yeah.
What?
It's crazy.
That's just laziness. Woodard is the fourth.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
That's
just lazy white men.
That's
exactly it.
That's pure lazy naming.
Yeah.
Well, it's.
Dave Smith the ninth.
By the time you get to the third, there's a lot of pressure, you know, to keep it going.
Keep what going?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The name.
Can
end
you be the latest in your family
end
to abandon your family?
Yeah, I think I'm probably going to. I'm going to abandon the... I don't feel like having a kid.
I feel like you should. You don't even want a kid.
That's right. That's what I just said, yeah.
Yeah. You don't even want a kid. So
get
that's
a
how you end
to
it.
Be like Ari.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do what I did. I adopted at 17 and dated at 18.
Dude, and I will say this. I love your girlfriend. And of all of Red Band's girlfriends, Ari, of all of Red Band's girlfriends... Your girlfriend right now is my all-time... Like, I love your girlfriend. And she is young. She won't be 21 for 9 years.
Yeah, I know. Paid a lot of money for that.
Of course you did. I mean, literally, he's like, I got to leave. I'm just going to put my girlfriend in my pocket and then take an Uber.
Oh, God. I've seen that fold of the toilet paper before and that face of disappointment. Oh, God.
Don't kick us off YouTube. All right.
I didn't even know he was going to the bathroom.
All right, you're...
He was walking around.
He's sneaky. That's why he's sneaky. Ari, we're only on you're only on this show for like a few minutes because you got to leave. Don't kick us off YouTube.
I'll
try not to.
Don't be gratuitous.
By the way, in Vancouver,
don't be gratuitous.
After my storytelling show, and she goes, "Hey, my boyfriend asked me to ask you to show me your belt." He goes, "No, come on, show it to me." I'm like, I'm almost positive you want to see it.
Ari,
you should have done it.
I like when Ari gets shy.
I have a huge announcement,
not...
and I briefly announced it last week, but nobody was here except for Sam, but he was on his phone when I said it, so no one heard me say this. I was at the store, and I met you've done the horn, right, in Austin?
The horn?
Yeah.
Yeah. So those guys are great. So I was, I worked for them for every Friday I would do football for all 17 weeks. So for 17 weeks, I would call into their show and do sports. And I met a guy that's like, "Oh man, I fucking know you from the horn," which is rare and weird. It's a sports show in Austin, Texas. And I'm like, that's great. And his friend was this really cute girl. And she and I, like, hit it off, and we're talking. She has a boyfriend, so there's nothing that's going to happen, but...
Well, hold on. Just real side note. Nothing was going to happen anyway. Go ahead.
Thank you for that detail, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, you're a dork.
You mean I'm going to die alone?
Yeah.
Okay,
like that.
Good. Okay, I agree with that, then. And then we were talking about podcasts, and she's like, oh, you do a podcast? What's your podcast? I go, you probably never, that's no way you've ever, it's Punch Drunk Sports. She's like, oh, you're Punch Drunk? I've heard of that. I've listened to that a couple of times. I'm like, that's four. That is four female listeners that we have found. Whoa. That's four.
Wow.
She said she had listened to it a couple times briefly, and I will take that.
Do you remember those days at WeWork where we were waiting to hear our first female listener? Please
oh, yeah.
Call in.
And it was Mac Hard, who is like more of a dyke than both of my moms added together. Hey, Sammy, I'm going to choke out every. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Mac Hard, like, that was our first female listener.
There's a lot on Twitter and Instagram that
her clit was
you
bigger.
You met a lot of them at the store.
There, a couple, yeah. I'm
They're
just saying,
all cute.
Less than 10.
They are.
Let's talk after the show.
That's rude because they're listening and they know that they've met you at the store and that you just
that
said
is
they were.
No. I'm saying none of them had tried to rap to me. None of them had been like anything.
So if they were cute,
if they're not trying to fuck, they ain't cute.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's just life. That's just nature. That goes back all the way to the fucking
Yeah, man.
Ages.
That's like Darwinism.
Grapes,
that's Darwinism.
Yeah, that's part of Genesis.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. And guys, I hate to be this guy, and I don't want to. And I know you're pregnant, and you're working on, you know, having a lot. What are you wearing right now?
A Fighter and the Kid hoodie.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Say that louder. What are you wearing?
Fighter and the Kid hoodie.
You're wearing a Fighter and the Kid hoodie.
To be fair, guys, I only have two hoodies that still fit, and this.
Oh, so you're saying because both those guys
fire?
Are fat fucks, they should have good pregnant
the
merch?
The other one was the one that I wore a lot here to hide my pregnant belly. It's like really big. So I just
so
worn
saying,
it too much on camera.
You're
I'm
saying
trying to
those
it
two
up.
Dumb fucks have fat merch?
Yeah.
Maternity merch.
Okay,
I think
good.
That's what.
Yep, that's it.
Well, this is size small and it still fits.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because those two fat pricks. All right, we're going to fuck those guys up or what?
Fuck them up. How dare they? How dare they give our fucking nanny a fucking shirt? It's time to fucking
No. Don't blame them. Blame her. How much did you pay for that?
Yeah, I bought it. I don't know.
Oh, you bought it. Oh, God.
Fuck? Yeah,
I bought it
a few years ago.
Paid for.
You know what? I want a Fight Nanny shirt. Speaking of, why don't
you
I
have a Fight Nanny shirt?
No, but I mean,
can I have a shirt?
You don't even own one?
Well, that's a good time to bring it up.
Why is nobody giving me my shirt?
I betrayed all of you.
So you buy their shit, but you don't even buy your own shirt?
I bought this 4 years ago or something.
There's a shirt with your... I mean, I'll get you a free one, obviously. What do you want? Size double X?
Yes,
you want one?
I'd like a
moo-moo. Yeah, yeah. You paid money for that sweatshirt, and you don't even...
I have Punch Drunk shirts. I have, like, five.
Yeah, but you don't wear them. That's the difference.
Yeah. There's a shirt named after
you. Because I think it's weird how you and Sam wear all your own shirts.
Why?
Around, but we're talking about to the fucking podcast. It's okay.
You bought a Fighter and the Kid sweatshirt. How much was that? $50?
No, I think it was $30.
$30. You bought that shirt and then you wore it in
that
here.
That was before I was
and
on this show.
Shirt.
That was when I was just a podcast fan and I was still buying merch.
Yeah, but you should have thrown it out.
But I still love the show.
Burn it. Burn it right now.
Yeah, burn it.
Callan is just so
burn
funny.
It. Take that off
know?
And set it on fire. Aaron, are we cool with the fire in the studio? Aaron says yes. That's a nod. That's a nod. He doesn't have a mic, but he's nodding yes. There's
he
alcohol over there, which will make the fire bigger.
Yeah.
I say
I know you get your shirts for free from Punch Drunk is all my complaint is, and that I don't
I
have
designed
my
every
own
one
shirt.
Of them. Every single one of them I designed.
Hurts my feelings.
I will get you a Fight Nanny shirt.
I forgot there was a shirt. To be honest, my dad was wearing one this weekend. I was like, hey, Dad, you have my shirt?
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll get you a Fight Nanny shirt, but when I give it to
like,
you,
I won't remember
you have
birthday,
to burn a Fighter and the
shirt.
Kid shirt here in the studio.
Okay.
We'll do it outside, Aaron, or we'll do it in here. Aaron? Yeah.
We'll
oh, Aaron
street.
Says, yeah, we'll do it in here.
I have a white one that's too big, so that's fine.
Hang on.
Do it in front of the door.
Let me text Magical if it's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, he says, yeah. Aaron, Magical says yes. Burn it in here.
Okay. I'll bring my white one.
Why's it got to be... Why don't you want to burn a black one?
I like the sweater.
I love nice. This outfit.
That's a Dumb and Dumber. That's what Jeff Daniels wore in Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah. Like that. It's so funny because after I saw Ari wearing his snowsuit, which is bright
I love this
bright
thing.
Yellow and
Ari
pink.
Looks like a crossing guard. Like, this is... I've seen like four videos of Ari wearing this exact same thing, which is basically like Shakes the Clown meets of a crossing guard.
It looks very warm.
But after I saw this, I searched for him. There's a lot of fun snowsuits that you can buy. Like, there's yeah. one that just looks like pizza.
Really?
Yeah.
I tell you this, Ari, like, if you watch his ski videos, you really are good at skiing, and it looks very fun what you're doing.
I'm just glad he's skiing instead of snowboarding. He hasn't started that shit.
I'm not a fucking punk.
Right.
Fucking degenerate punk with no respect for
elders. Is that thing warm?
It's okay. It's not that warm, but it's not cold.
Have you taken any like crazy spills? Have you pulled any kind of like a Sonny Bonos?
Jeez. Dude, oh Jesus!
So nice hard, pull. I fucking ripped open this fucking snowsuit from side to side. There's air flowing straight to my skin. I fucking
really?
Got sent hard. And yeah, I've seen some good spills. We saw a guy, Ryan, and I saw a guy go through a slow down fence. He just went through it and just fucking laid dead on the ground.
Wow. My friend tore his ACL. Like, he was fucked up for like 8 months because of skiing. And he was like a skier. He skied every day. And just one accidental.
Yeah, I broke my ankle last time I skied, 2 years ago.
I remember that.
Oh, that's right.
I remember that.
Yeah. What was up with that sty in what's-his-face's eye?
He said he got it from Airbnb, but.
You talking about O'Neill?
O'Neill, yeah.
He said he got it from Airbnb.
I saw him last night.
That was a
He was supposed to be here today. And then he texted me at like 9:30 this morning, like, can't make it, sorry.
I almost did the same thing.
Me too.
No, you tried. Dude, everybody does that. Everyone does that to me.
No, because I mean, I woke up and I'm like, why the fuck did I say I'll do it? Like, I'm
I
wasted.
Saw it in your eyes. I was like, last night, literally, I'm like, hey, man, are you free tomorrow? He's like, yeah, I'd like to promote because you're doing the La Jolla thing.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'd love to come do it. And you were with your 9-year-old girlfriend. And then you go, I'll probably do it, but she's like,
oh, God.
And I'm like, ruh-roh.
Isn't that funny that you, never mind, that you always say, like, when you're drunk, you're like, I'll do that.
Oh,
and it's
I
like
do
the
it
worst
all.
Idea.
No, it happens to me. Here's where drinking and comedy fuck me. It's not like, can you do this tomorrow? It's, hey, man, in 4 weeks, can you do my thing? I'm like, sure, man, I'll do it. Hit me up about it. And you don't hear about it for 3 weeks and 6 days.
Right.
And then, like, tomorrow is this thing you said you would do. And I'm like,
and it's a 4-hour drive.
Damn it.
It's a 4-hour drive in the desert.
I agreed to a Pacoima gig.
Okay. I think Ari's going to race Formula One now.
I know. Ari, who do you fucking.
Mario Andretti?
Yeah.
How cold is it there?
No, it's pretty warm.
Mario and Jewy, what's going on right now?
Pretty warm. Nothing's going on.
No, you don't look, but yeah, it looks absolutely warm in what you're wearing. Yeah. It's 75 degrees. It's 75 degrees. And
I have a way thicker one.
Yeah, you look like you're like Formula Fun.
It's like the worst snake eyes ever.
That was terrible, Tito.
Was it?
Formula
terrible?
Fun is the worst thing you've ever said on a podcast.
Really? I said way worse things, you dipshit.
Nope.
Really?
It was a dumb pun. Everything else had a reason.
I tried.
I know.
Sometimes you try, bro, and it doesn't work out.
I fucking hate
you out, but like.
All right, when you look at us in the new studio, is it weird that you're looking at the back of our heads, right? Because we're
looking
right in your face.
Yeah, the back of your heads. That's kind of dumb.
Will you get used to it, or is it weird? Like, if I do this,
right,
does it seem more? You're like, oh, that feels more personal.
Yeah.
Can I get like? Yeah, this is weird. Yeah, I guess you should.
Is this better?
At me,
is this better for you?
But then we can't see him. But it's good for him.
Yeah, we can see through that monitor.
Yeah. But if this is better for you, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Ari, I might die this weekend.
Oh yeah.
Well, not this weekend, but like in the next 2 days.
How come?
I am going to Vegas right after this show because a friend of mine has a little bit of money. And he is going to bankroll me teaching him how to play blackjack, which is what I did to you. Remember when we were in Vegas? When you were on acid?
Oh, yeah.
And remember, you're like, wow, oh, now I get it. Oh, and then Who made money?
Remember
you
when?
Did.
Is that when Ari used to carry around poker books or everywhere he went, like gambling books?
No, no, that was way after that. But I do remember that. That
no,
was
poker
way...
books was later. But I would carry around a card, a blackjack card. Of yes. What you're exactly.
Thank
supposed
you.
To do
yep.
I remember that.
Yep. And I am. So I'm going to Vegas, and I am playing blackjack for 16 hours in 2 days, and I get to keep whatever I win, and. My hotel and my cards are paid for. I just got to pay for food. So
wait,
if it goes
so
bad, I could die.
He's bankrolling your blackjack?
$500 a night, 2 nights.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, just like immediately bet like $500. Yeah. Like,
you know. One hand? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then it's like, well, this didn't work out for either of us. So, but no, I'll be doing like $5 hands with $500, and he'll be doing like $50 hands with whatever he's doing. So we'll see. But if I'm not on the next Punch Drunk, it's because I died and I was killed by the mafia, ladies and gentlemen.
So is your the place you're staying right now, can you pretty much just go outside and just go skiing
yeah,
right out
your
door?
You're so ready.
I know. You're putting on your boots where you can't really walk
around.
It's not
like he's strapping skis on.
Like
he's strapping
in the car.
On. No, no.
Yeah, but you can't really walk around in those boots so great. So it must be pretty close.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty close, man. I got to ski and ski out.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
Ari, you literally are living the dream.
That's so
Ari, what gigs do you have coming up? What do you where are you going to be?
My best
where
life.
Can you
well, I got Edmonton this weekend. It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday at the awesome. Brunson's Comics Lounge.
And you're in Canada. You're at Whistler, right?
What?
You're in Canada. You're at Whistler.
I'm at Whistler right now. I just finished my Vancouver gig, so I got on Friday. I started in Edmonton. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then I just got two gigs. I got Syracuse and Albany before, in April before I go to Australia.
And then you're in Australia. And then when are you back here? Because the number one question I get the most.
I mean, obviously I know what it is.
Yeah. So what's the answer? When are hot dogs going in butts that aren't teased butts?
Next time I'm there. But the problem is I get this question
Which
a
is
lot
what though? When?
From a lot of people. Hey, when are you going to be back in LA? Like they have shows or whatever. And my answer is hopefully never.
Yeah, he hates it here.
Why do you hate it so much here?
People have gotten more and more garbage.
You know I do.
The one sanctuary we used to have, the Comedy Store, has become like a fan place.
It's
you can't hang out in the front patio anymore and just fucking chill. It's too popular. It's like, it's fine. It's good. It's going well. But like, it's just like, I don't know, man.
And
that was the only good place. And now LA itself has gotten way worse with Instagram.
It's not creatively, it's not conducive to creativity for me. For me, it used to be, like, I used to feel creative and, like, it felt like this artistic community, and now it feels like a business.
One.
It feels like everyone's, you know, and then I feel like because I'm not a Bert Kreischer or one of these big, that I've been, like, thrown to the wayside, and then my creativity has been. I feel like I'd be more creative in Chicago or
Why
somewhere
don't you
else.
Move there? You always say you love it there.
Chicago? You don't want to move to Chicago. Come
he
on,
seemed
dude.
Like happiest when he was there, though.
Really?
Yep.
And he did a lot of stand up.
Yep. And like all the, it's just
and rehab.
It might be. I don't know. I romanticize being like I'm in LA for half a year. I'm in Chicago for half a year, like Ari does with New York. That would be probably my like chi.
And then Sam does Vegas in here, and there's just no Punch Drunk.
You know, yeah. Sam does like AVNs, and
we could just have you all of you on Skype at the same time. That would be great.
That would be like that's like if Earth got blown up, and then like everyone lives in space. Like that's how podcasts would be.
What?
What the fuck?
You know what I mean? It would
How
just
are
be
we
like,
all still alive, though? Why are we in different places? Why are we
not
on the same ship?
No, everyone's just like, no, not on the same ship at all.
Okay.
No one's on the same ship.
The good thing about the Comedy Store is that they do have that VIP bar now in the back, so you can kind of escape for that, but I get it.
Not escape. You're fucking relegated to it.
Yeah.
But also,
by the way, when whoever the fucking cokehead managers are there, there's tons of people that I don't even know in there all the time.
Yeah, that's true. They don't police it as they should.
Yeah, so then it's like, what we're really talking about is just
they
like...
They policed me right the fuck out of there once.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
really?
No, you're
don't ever let that happen again.
After an ATC show.
Oh, dude.
What?
Bro.
Really?
Yeah, you have to
All you
got
to do is say, and listen, I will put my name on the line for you. All you have to say is, I know Ari Shaffir. That's all you really have to do.
It's just gotten weird, but it's not the store. The store used to be the Refuge, and it's no longer the Refuge. Right. So the rest of LA is just encroaching, and it's just like gotten way worse. I didn't know if I was just because I was gone or what, but it's like there's this vapidness. There's this need to be something.
I bet if
that,
you
that wasn't always there.
Watching like, Ari like slowly
to music. I'm gonna be the guy who listens to country music.
Right.
I'm gonna
try
to be somebody.
Right.
Instead of just being yourself and then just being who you are.
I bet if you leave and come back, you see that a lot more than being in it. You know,
Like if you're like a PJ Stansberry, where you're like, I haven't been here in 2 years, and you come back, you're like, this place is different.
He's gonna come back so different, PJ.
Watching Ari get ready for this, it's like watching like someone that's like a suicide bomber, like slowly strap on like all of his shit, and then it's like, all right, guys, see you later. Like he was naked when we saw him 5 minutes ago. He was stretching and naked, and now he has like.
It's making me want to ski. I haven't skied in maybe 20 years, and I miss it now. Just watching him put on. Oh. Outfit and shit like that.
I don't.
Look at this guy.
That's why.
Now he's got a
like
helmet.
20 minutes of clothes.
Duct tape. Yeah. Look at this guy.
He's wearing a helmet. I've never worn a helmet before.
This guy's not fucking around.
Everybody wears helmets.
Is that the new thing, wearing helmets?
Yeah, this is Black Diamond Johnson over here. Black Diamond Johnson.
It seems like you should.
I discovered that when me and my brother went skiing in Switzerland, like right when we started.
Me and my brother. Like,
and then it was, he lives in Switzerland. And then I guess we were like, that's lame. We're not doing that. And then we realized, like, oh, this is like the seatbelt. It's like, you just have to.
Is everybody wearing helmets, though?
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, are you going down Black Diamonds for real, or are you just going?
I am. I ski.
That's a great stripper name, Black Diamond.
Black Diamond.
That's... Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Black Diamond.
That's weird because back when I skied, I don't think I've ever seen anyone wear a helmet back when I was a skier.
Yeah, and... because you skied in Ohio.
Yeah, I know, but... But I think that's something new, kind of like when we were kids, no one wore seatbelts.
Yeah,
you know, and everyone.
You know what I hate? And this happened last night. You know what I hate is like when you get in the back seat of a car in an Uber, and you get in, you're like, "Hey man, what's up?" And you're like, "Are you Jason?" And you're like, "Yeah." You're Dave. Yeah, you do that call Uber thing, and then you sit in the back, and you put your headphones in. And he's like,
"Oh god,
put your seatbelt on."
Why do
and
you
you're like,
that?
"God." Yeah. I hate when an Uber driver tells me to put my seatbelt on in the back seat.
I always put my seatbelt on
Never.
Uber. Fuck these
drivers. I don't want him telling me.
No shit.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, it's not...
Hey, you work for me. You work for me.
Yeah.
You're not an advisor.
You know what? I tell you, you take yours off. I'm paying you. Take your seatbelt off, because I think you're going to drive safer if your seatbelt isn't on.
But he would get a ticket for you not
I'll kill you.
On.
You can get a ticket in the back seat?
Somebody wants her baby kicked that's out bullshit. Of her today.
Is that true?
I've noticed that.
Yeah, you get tickets if you don't have...
Not in the back seat. It's only in the front seat.
That's my point.
Why do you think the back seat is not a law to wear your seatbelt?
Well, it's like that.
It's not a law. It literally is not a law.
She is correct.
Whose
nanny is accurate?
You have to have a seatbelt on the back seat?
If you're in a car, you got to have a seatbelt.
Bullshit.
Aaron, kill Aaron's mic. Kill Aaron's mic.
What are you people with the computers looking up? You guys are crazy.
Aaron, kill Aaron's mic. And kill nannies. I'm going to... You're going to get a baby kicked out of you.
Riders in the back seat do not have to wear seatbelts after a certain age.
Is that California?
Passengers can ride in the back seat without wearing seatbelts, ranging from the age 17 to 18, depending on state law.
Why can I still hear you? I
can
still
we see California.
Why can I still, Aaron? Why can I still hear her?
Because you said
I can
depending
hear her.
On state law. Turn your volume down.
No. It's not that. That's not the issue.
I got it. That was just what I was saying.
Look at this guy. Now you look like art. Now it's
like
now
Tron.
It's like looking at a fucking exactly. It's like looking at a Marvel movie.
Game.
We're looking at a Marvel movie.
The best
Marvel.
The best
like
part is I can't. I'm fairly certain he can't show his asshole now. Like quickly.
Yeah.
Not for
he's
about 7 minutes. Yeah, on. This is the best thing that's ever happened in this show.
Aaron's just loving it. He's like, I can relax finally.
Yeah.
I wish he could just like open his patio door and ski out, and we could watch it.
It would be crazy. Like, anyway, see you guys.
This is like, This is like X-Men meets Schindler's List. That's what's happening right now. Spider-Mensch. Nobody knows what a Spider-Mensch. wow, you look like you are not fucking around. And you're like, it's a beautiful 70 degrees, and you look like you're literally walking into a nuclear holocaust. Ari, is that a phone you have? What? It looks like you have a phone.
He does have a phone.
Ari has a phone? Not your lottery ticket, dipshit. What's your phone?
The what phone do you have? The FaceTiming us on.
The phone you're using for FaceTime.
Pull it up to your mask.
Oh, iPad.
Is it?
Oh, iPad. Okay.
What I'm holding right now? Yeah, it's an iPad.
Looks really okay. That's a small iPad.
Ari, right there. I swear to God, right there. With the helmet and with the thing all the way up to your neck and then the thing around your chin, and I can only see your nose and mouth and your goggles.
Yeah.
Good looking guy right there. That's the best I've ever seen you. Like, I'm like, is that Tom Cruise? Like, literally gorgeous. That's the most gorgeous I've ever seen you look. Take it all off and I'm just like, ugh. Ugh. But right now, I mean, like, leading man, handsome, like.
Who brushes their teeth after they put all this shit on?
He brushes his teeth. What a dumb fuck.
What the fuck? 12 layers on.
What a dumb fuck. I miss you, buddy. That's not even like a real. It's not even like. It's just like one of them, like.
Oh, ask him about Skanks. The pube beard. Hey, Ari, do you have to do a pube beard for Skanks?
Ari, true or false, you lost a bet on Legion of Skanks, and you have to wear a pube beard of everybody from that show. Ugh. That's what we've heard, and people are talking about a lot. You have to wear a pube beard from all of the people from Legion of Skanks.
Even
what was that bet? I don't remember that.
Yep, that's true. And everyone please tweet that. At Legion of Skanks. Ari has to wear a pube beard from everyone from Legion of Skanks. I know it's true because I've heard it.
What?
Yep.
No, it's not.
Johnny?
We had a couple of fans ask us. Yeah,
John, a lot of fans have hit us up. Apparently you lost some sort of bet, and that has to happen. Make it happen. Just do it. You lost. Pay it up.
I never lost. I don't know what that bet is.
I feel like that
show
is our
clip.
They ripped off our bag of bets.
Sports fans
looking
it up.
What are they doing? Just stealing everything you guys do?
Everybody is.
Is that the new thing?
First podcast and now this.
Fighting and he'll have a fucking
I saw that,
t-shirt.
I saw that somebody had tweeted at Gomez, and they're like, hey, I love your podcast. Is there any other podcasts that are comedy-related and talk about sports? And Gomez tweeted back, nah, dog, just us. And I'm like, really, nigga? Really?
Whoa.
What a dick.
I didn't even know they talked about sports.
Well, I mean, MMA and whatnot. I mean, they don't have Calais Campbell. Defensive player of the year in the NFL.
Defensive player of the year.
You know, Calais Campbell was also on the Legion.
Yes, he was.
Or the league. I mean,
the league.
What the
fuck's
the league?
With
Renazizi. Steve Renazizi,
who was supposed to be on today, but then he canceled last minute.
That would have been so funny if we both did too and it was just you. What would you have done?
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Dominated?
Just.
Oh, I had the funniest podcast in the history of time. Taking calls.
You don't even like calls.
I do if it's just Teeb.
Oh, okay. Okay. You don't.
We'll take calls today. Aaron, what's the number? 500. The number is 500.
The show's if you're almost watching done live, because of Brent. It's...
No. We're
good.
We got time.
We got 323-282-7424.
323-282-7424?
Accurate, yes.
Is what it is. And what we're going to start doing is the last half hour of every show now that we can take calls, we'll take calls the last half hour.
That used to be a rule.
It used to be a rule, and now it is again. So everyone calm down. I see people calling in right now. Calm down, Jeb. Calm down, Garnet. Everybody, Garnet's like, oh, I got to. I quit my job to call in today. Now, everyone calm down. We'll do it in the last half hour. We're talking to Ari right now.
That usually works, telling them to calm down.
Too bad Ari can't ski.
But now it's getting crazier. Like, now he's just got goggles walking around his apartment with fucking skis on. Like,
I want to see him. Too bad he can't ski and talk to us at the same time.
That Ari, can you?
Yeah, I'm looking for my...
Ari, take your fucking iPad to the slopes.
What?
Take your iPad to the slopes and let's see how long we can see.
It won't do anything.
Oh, it won't.
There's no Wi-Fi.
Imagine if there is a camera in this place, this Airbnb. Like, the owners just think he's talking to himself, yeah. Looking at an iPad, getting dressed, showing his shit to the iPad.
Yeah, look at this poopy iPad. I'm on my moon period.
This guy's just walking around with skis on in the apartment, talking to nobody.
Ari, I had a moon period that lasted 2 weeks.
And he keeps, like, wiping his ass and holding it in front of his computer. What's going on with this guy?
Yeah, 2 weeks, man. I thought I was about to go to the doctor because it lasted 2 weeks.
What did?
No, that man. You know the answer.
Yeah, moon period.
They're all good.
Moon period.
What does that mean?
Moon periods usually only last a couple of days.
What's a moon period?
Asshole blood. It means asshole blood. Ass.
You say that like blood from your
I
ass?
I figured it out. Yeah. Like, yeah. Moon man means period. Butt. Yeah.
And it's based on the moon.
Yeah. Not getting enough water.
Is that what it is?
I would assume so.
No, it's just hemorrhoids.
Well, yeah, but if you
what is enough water? Because I drink maybe six of these little bottles of water a day.
You drink
a lot
of caffeine.
That's enough, right?
Maybe like coffee and stuff, because that makes you piss it out faster.
I drink one thing of coffee usually. What is that? Oh, are you gone? What was that?
It said storage full.
I love how Teeb just wakes up and drinks.
How much cum is too much cum?
A 1 liter of Coca-Cola. Not even Diet Coke. It's a 1 liter
That's
of Coke.
That's why he shits on Ari for having ginger tea.
No. It was, they have that in it was half gone. It was half gone from like the last day or so. And then I woke up this morning and I had water and I had coffee. And then I was leaving and then Johnny was picking me up. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to grab this and finish it. And I'll drink this, you know, later.
I've really cut down on how much soda I've drank lately. It's so bad for
you. It is still, yeah, I know it's bad for me, but I drink it. I have, what's a can, 12, easily 36 ounces of Coca-Cola a day.
Yeah.
Three Cokes a day.
Why not?
If you include Jack and Cokes or mixing, you know, 18. I easily have, 700, but the equivalent of three cans a day.
And not diet. Why not diet? Why not Coke Zero? It tastes the same.
You always hear that Diet Coke's worse than regular.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. I think sugar. You're
hang on.
I mean, no. I mean, people do say that, but I just don't believe.
I'm
it.
I'm going to dedicate this to Magical.
Yeah, I think it's bad for different reasons.
Did that go in to anything?
Right. There's not even a trash can.
You
hit the floor.
Then. It definitely. I mean, gravity works. Then still good.
High five.
Look at Ari. Now Ari has his goggles off.
It's like a fucking highway cop.
What? Now he's taking everything off to.
he looks like he's about to fight.
What if he doesn't even go skiing? He just wears costume outfits.
Dude's still in Burbank.
Yeah, he's in Burbank.
He's in Burbank.
He's cosplaying at ski.
He's at the old studio. He's at the old studio.
Yeah.
That was dominatrix shit.
Oh, Dave Smith is online.
Ari, will you retweet my video?
Unfortunately, I'm not allowed to do that.
Are you back on Twitter yet?
No, I've been banned permanently.
Hey, Ari, we can give you that sorry
for
fear account if
forever.
You want.
Forever.
Forever, ever?
Yeah.
They said your account is suspended permanently.
Wow. So you can't just do Ari Shaffir 2?
And I've noticed. He's going to
know to tag me on that. I don't.
Well, I'll say this. Sam Tripoli tried to take Ari Shaffir's new account. He changed his account to
it kind of
new Ari
kind
Shaffir.
Of tricked me a couple times.
Yeah.
I got all these messages. Like, hey, why are you starting beef with so and so? I'm like, I don't know who you, I don't know who that is. I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
Why are you railing against the Clinton Foundation?
Start shit with this guy? And I'm like, who?
Oh, Ari hates Hillary Clinton all of a sudden. Ari's tweeting about Hillary Clinton at 4 a.m. all the time. Yeah. You're like, ooh, wow, this is that seems awkward.
You should see the at mentions for Punch Drunk. It's just he's picked so many fights with the Punch Drunk. I thought it was James the whole time. It was Sam.
It was yeah.
Aw, poor James.
I love James. He was always nice. Oh, look at this.
All right,
let's see all the way in.
Yeah.
I want two bites,
deep throat,
and I want the second bite to be very small. Guys, let's look at this.
Here we go.
I want the second.
Show us how it's done.
One bite. Oh my God. Yeah. Get it? No. Yeah. Deeper. Pull it back out. Pull it out. Now pull it out. Don't bite it. Pull it out. Oh, that's my bro.
It's like Marino.
That's a dude being a bro right there. Oh, that that's a bro being a bro. Oh, you're licking the sides? Oh. Who licks a banana?
Oh.
My bro. Oh, my God. Ari, swear to God. Okay. That's literally the best blowjob I ever had in my life. And and Ari, we have to talk. Now, shove it all in. Take it all.
Have a gag reflex.
One bite. All of it. Get it all in your mouth. God. All of it. All of it, you fucking pig.
Ari's going to die live via FaceTime.
Yes. Oh,
and
if
we
there's
have
a
no
God in heaven, that. Aaron, if there's a God in heaven, that happens. Because we will get.
What's a one bite banana?
That's one
this
bite
shows,
for Ari.
Yeah, that's. Nanny. How's that's the name of this app. One Bite Banana is the name of this app.
How's that toothpaste flavored banana?
Oh, yeah.
Johnny, One
he
Bite
has,
Banana.
He has no gag reflex. That was really impressive.
Oh, I knew that forever.
Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Everyone knows that. That's
what years of the circus of books would do.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Ari's mouth is like a clown car. Thanks, Aaron. He does have a mic. I can hear him laughing.
Guess what? The first person on Ari's MySpace page on his top 8 is.
Who?
Who?
Oh, my God. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Do you know that? Can you look it up for all of us?
Why did you show us those gloves, Ari? What do they say?
50 Cent.
What? Who's my... What? MySpace? I thought I deleted that.
And then
yes. What about team?
Let me find it. Well, who do you think it is, if you were to say...
Heather O'Boyle.
You think?
Well, that was that time of my life. I guarantee you she's in my top 8.
Were you guarantee you she's in my top 8? Every other girlfriend would know.
Okay, you were Teeb 7. Oh, shit. First thing that pops up is a picture of me and my ex-girlfriend and you. Oh, that's nice.
When I'm in the background with my glasses?
Yeah,
that was
okay,
a good one.
So your top person on your top 8 was somebody named Ragsy.
Oh, Kelly Barnes. Of course.
Yeah.
What a wonderful... Her band is awesome. Love her.
Galern. And then Sam Tripoli and Brian Jarvis and me. That's your
awesome.
5 people.
I'll take all
your
those.
Top 8.
I know Ragsy. I know Kelly Barnes from Jarvis.
Let's see what Sam Tripoli. What do you think Sam Tripoli is?
Well, it's definitely. I know who it isn't. Hillary Clinton.
It is.
Could have been back then.
Bill Hicks.
Before he knew. Before he studied.
How was Bill Hicks on MySpace?
Bill Hicks, Johnny Cash.
Let's do Nanny. Were you on MySpace?
I deleted it. I regret it.
Everyone deleted it.
Mariah Carey.
But how is he pulling it up then, if you deleted it?
How are you pulling it up then? What do you think? He's fucking smart.
It's Red Man. It's Red Man. The entire history of podcasts in the world wouldn't have existed without Red Man. Oh, I do remember that.
There's some good team.
That's right when I got that fucking tattoo, actually.
Where is that, Tebow? That photo? Where was that?
MySpace. Oh, I was at the ship in Long Beach. You can go see this aircraft
the
carrier
USS
thing.
Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I think it was Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when I was wearing neckties as belts.
You have a tattoo?
Yeah. You see it right there. You can see it on the photo.
What is that?
It's a Sanskrit symbol for Om.
You're like an old Rogan bit.
Yeah. Who isn't? Who isn't? That's when I was wearing neckties for belts.
Oh, yeah.
And I would tie a belt like a tie, but just...
For style, or you couldn't afford a belt?
No. I mean...
Oh, my God.
I don't see how
I was
going to
make the same exact thing.
What did he say?
So wait, there's a photo in your MySpace.
Let me see.
It's you're at a premiere of a movie called Tripping Forward in Beverly Hills in 2006, and you're doing the most poutiest lips.
Oh. No. Let me do this.
Right next to Kristen Bell. That's
nice. Yeah. That was one of the greatest things ever, because guess who else is on that page?
Who?
Jennifer Love Hewitt, I believe.
Oh.
It was like a TMZ or whatever, like it was, but like Hollywood thing, where like all the people that were doing premieres. So I was hosting a movie screening, and because I was hosting it, you know, I would basically be like, "Hey, everybody, blah blah." I'd do like 10 minutes and then set up the movie, and then they were, and I had a very small cameo in it, and because I was doing that, I had to do the walk through the thing. And I was just like, fuck it. But then the next day, they used my photo of that pouty face in, like, the whole thing. So it'd be like, here's all the movie premieres of this weekend, you know, and you would, and mine was a thing, and it was me and Jennifer Love Hewitt on the same page.
Wow.
If that's not
fake. If people don't know, he's in love with Jennifer Love Hewitt to this day.
Yeah, to this day.
Oh, really?
Oh, she's probably my top.
I know you dated that girl. Looked like
top five. Top five for sure. I mean,
I met her once.
Who's the girl in The Notebook? And
Rachel McAdams.
Rachel McAdams is my number one right now.
She's pregnant.
What?
Oh, yeah, no.
She's my number 50 right now. Rachel McAdams now down to 50.
And I you know, I like her most. And what's that last that shit that's on HBO? Where
yeah.
Kind of rough. You know, I like that.
True Detective. Oh my god!
Or something like that, the Vegas one.
She was so hot in True Detective. Oh, and now she's pregnant. I'm out.
Bummer.
Well, that just ruined my goddamn.
I like the chick from.
You're right. Pregnant people are gross. Ex-Machina. Correct.
Ari, they're the worst. Oh, look at Ari smoking pot now. Look at Ari smoking pot. He puts on 50 layers of fucking like.
Why didn't you do that first?
And no
well,
shit.
I just realized I was going
no
to
shit,
left.
Brian.
I'll see you guys later. I gotta
go. Shit, Brian. Smoke pot first, fuckface. Oh, you know
I'll
why?
You
I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. It took him literally 20 minutes to put on this entire uniform. If he smoked pot first, it would have taken him 50 minutes.
Yeah.
Yep.
He forgot where he was.
You're right before you leave.
He's like, I got to get every goddamn thing on. I'm going to take a couple rips, and then I'm going to go kill myself.
Bye, Ari.
Bye, Ari.
Bye-bye. Miss you, buddy.
Bye.
R.I.P.
Bert Kreischer's MySpace. He has his shirt off.
Imagines.
Yep.
Can you find a nanny?
Yeah. What would you? Do you remember what your MySpace was?
No. Yeah.
You don't. You don't even want to. Are you?
It was like a. Remember how my Twitter was a dumb handle before too? It was just like I typed letters. Remember? It was the same thing. Like I just didn't care. But I.
You deleted yours though.
When you got,
I deleted mine.
Yep.
Let's see what Bill Burr. MySpace looks like. I haven't looked at MySpace in so long, especially, let's see, Bill Burr. Yep. Looks exactly the same. And his top people is Joe DeRosa.
Mm.
Yeah, two. Keith Robinson. Robert Kelly. Yeah, so it's pretty much the same.
He's always been groomed for success.
Dave Attell.
And the rest of us. Not so much. Not so much ease. Red Band, you are going to La Jolla.
Fuck yeah, this Thursday.
This week, though, so it's Tuesday now. So Thursday, just doing a one night?
One night with Jeremiah Watkins. We're just doing an in and out kind of show. We're co-headlining. So
are you doing two shows or just one?
I think we're just doing one.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing with Matt Rife also, but just one show, in and out. But we're also taking Kill Tony to Phoenix, Arizona, and Stand Up Live.
Oh.
So that's going to be a lot of fun, and that's next month.
Listen, that when we were there for and we shared a hotel room, that was so much fun at the All Things Comedy Podcast Festival. It was
that seems
so
fun.
You're going to have a great time. What a great club, great staff.
Oh yeah. I've done it.
It's the best,
I have
bro.
A pretty funny story. So remember when I was addicted to those boner pills all the time? And,
oh.
Yeah. And so every time I'd go to a new city, I would take
one. We know.
I would take one. Like any city I go to, I'd be like, you know, try different, you know.
Over-the-counter, like gas station?
Gas station okay. Rhinos, you know. And,
but he.
Because if you go to different cities, they have different ones,
yeah,
you know.
Sam does it too.
But Earl was the best at that.
This was like the last time I did it, though, because what happened was right before a show, I decided to take one. And it fucked with my blood pressure or something. And I just started seeing trails.
It exactly does that.
Yeah, and I just started seeing trails everywhere. And I had to go on stage. And I remember telling the audience, like, hey, just so you know.
You were tripping on boner pills?
I'm tripping my ass off on boner pills. And I had to do like a 40-minute set while everyone was melting and just trails. And I was like,
dude,
I could have.
When it's good, though, what's the pleasure of it? Just having an erection or is it kind of speedy?
No, no. It's what's great about it is that you can fuck.
Right,
like
but
a lot.
Even,
you can fuck a lot.
He's going on stage.
And then come. And then in 1 minute, you're ready to fuck again.
It's
you're
like,
hard.
It's like it's the hardest you've ever been.
Yep. Your boner never goes
call.
Away even
yeah.
when you come.
It's on call, like nonstop. Okay. Like,
so it's really not, it's really more for her. Like boner pills are not for men. Because it's so deflating when you like ejaculate and then you're like, I'm out. And your sorry. There, yeah. But so you can get the first one out of the way.
Oh, I see.
Your embarrassing ejaculation is gone. And then you're like, this next one's for you.
Like American Pie. Right.
I do it for a different reason. I used to do it just because, like, yeah, you know how,
I'd love to hear why you do it.
Well, you know how people like guys always show girls their dick pics, you know, like there's something to that.
I've never sent a dick pic in my life.
Right. Well, but a lot of people do. But I love to do it. I love to do it. And then like go somewhere like a massage parlor or something. So when you, it's like a real life dick pic instead of, so when they flip you over, you're just, she's like, oh my God, what the fuck? And it's way better than a dick pic because you get to see the reaction. You know?
Yeah, you're more like a flip this house, flip this house kind of fucking like.
I just watched, gay to say, but I watched five episodes of the new Queer Eye.
Me too,
the
dude.
Other day.
I've seen every episode.
Yeah, I've heard that. You know, on Netflix.
I stayed up to 7 in the morning.
A lot of people have been telling me, there's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
They retooled it.
One thing I don't like. Well, just a couple things.
Is all the gay stuff.
No, it used to be called Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And the whole point was that.
That's called Queer Eye.
Now it's called Queer Eye because one episode at least, they had a gay guy and he didn't need a haircut. He already had a fat pad. Right. And so it's kind of like, all right, this is defeating the idea of it.
Right.
But there's a few good ones. There's a couple touching ones where I'm just like, oh my God.
That guy who's trying to be a comic?
Yeah.
That one's really good.
Yeah. Or the old guy that had like the red skin, you know?
Yeah.
And I just felt sad. It seems like they're getting deeper into the story this time around, you know, instead of like, let's just flip this guy, you know.
Yeah.
But I really enjoy it.
It was good. It was surprising.
Yeah. For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
We want to do a read.
A read for what?
I don't know. Do we have anything?
Oh, well.
You know, the sponsors, the people that
pay. The people that make this happen, the people that pay my rent.
What kind of sponsors do you guys got going on right now?
Well, we got a lot. But today, here's what's up. March Madness. What's around the corner? What about some great, and by the way, great fights? And you, I know you're a boxing guy. And I are huge pugilist fans. Great fights this week. If you want to go, and this is literally the time of the year to do bets on parlays, Sweet 16, the tourney of 64, go to betdsi.com. Use the code PUNCH25. What does that get you? That gets you 25 free bucks.
Wow.
Literally, you can bet with free money on, even if you just like, I like college basketball. I am going to put my money on college basketball, 25 bucks. Then fill out a bracket because they're going to have them. And if you put your 25 bucks on your bracket and you win, bro, that's like 10 bucks, maybe a lot more than that.
A lot more.
You
than
literally
that
would, you would be thousands. It would be thousands. So go to betdsi.com, use the code PUNCH25. That gets you 25 free bucks. If you put in, let's say you put in 50 bucks after that, guess what they do? Now you got another 50. They double it. You put in 100, now you got 200, you know? And
and they've got live betting now, so you can...
Live betting.
Yeah.
UFC. Baseball's coming around the corner, which I'm excited for.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody wearing a... Aaron, did you see the color of the Cubs hat?
No.
Oh,
here we go.
Because it's gold.
Yeah.
You only get to wear the gold when you win the World Series.
I know. We won two of them in the last...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What? Oh, you're not wearing a hat. Okay, I'm wearing one. I get it. So use the code PUNCH25, and that gets you 25 free bucks. I'm excited for the tourney. I always am. I don't care about how. I really don't.
Anybody. There are like 10,
I know you
teams
do.
That can
you
win.
Are diehard. Now, when it comes to like all sports, let's go all sports. Mm-hmm. Where does Carolina basketball rank in comparison to... The Panthers.
NFL.
The
NFL Panthers. It's tied with NFL.
It's number one.
Yeah, with NFL, yeah.
Would you rather have Tar Heels win?
Well, just because they've won so much. I mean, they won 3 championships in the last 15 years. So I would rather have the Panthers win the Super Bowl or them win a football championship.
Did you hear Panthers signed Graham Gano to a four-year?
Graham Gano. Graham Gano is his name.
I call him Gano.
Well, who doesn't?
Well, yeah, there's a...
And most bats do.
There's a good debate to be had.
Graham Guano?
Four-year contract.
Oh, or, nice. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, really? He's old for 4 years. He won't.
Good
he
kicker,
will
though.
Not see
he was
that.
The highest percentage in the league last year.
Falcons just in similar fashion re-signed Matt Bryant, who is my age.
So good. He's so good.
He's 43.
He's 41.
He's really good.
41 kicker, and he's still in the NFL. And thank you for saying I'm 43 because I'm 45.
I was just going to say, like, for 4 years, they signed this man until he's 50 years old.
3 years. 3 years. So they signed him from 41.
Is he still really good?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
Heck yeah. He's
all he has to do is kick.
He never gets injuries or anything?
All he has to do is kick. All he has to do is kick. But the fact that, like, somebody that is, 2 years younger than me is still in the NFL. It gives me hope.
In the NBA,
everybody that I had a poster of when I was a kid is a coach.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Scott Skiles, like all those, yeah. Like anybody that, like, or an analyst, Chris Webber, Shaq, everybody that I grew up loving is now either a coach or an analyst.
Yeah.
Well, I'm seeing guys get to the end of their
not
careers.
Matt Bryant. Yeah. This guy's still kicking fucking field goals. For my favorite team.
Like, look at Morten Andersen. He finished his career with the Falcons.
Morten Andersen, oh my God, dude, I love that guy.
82 to 2007, he played in the NFL.
He is the all-time leading scorer for two different teams.
Crazy.
Saints and Falcons, all-time leading scorer. And he kicked till he was like 44?
Born in Denmark.
Born in Denmark, Dane. A Dane.
Isn't he like 6 feet two? 6 foot.
I heard that. I heard that.
Yeah, he's 6'2". 6'2", Danish. Soccer player. But of
most
course.
Most kickers are, right?
Of course, Red Band, sports band, you know that.
Yeah. I always follow him. I like his. I think his wife's name's
hype.
Jennifer. And I always like, oh, Jennifer Anderson, you know?
Is that his wife's name?
Yeah.
You. What a dumb fuck. What a dumb fuck.
Wait, is it?
Of course, who doesn't know Jennifer Anderson?
Anderson.
How about this fight, though? So you think you're pretty sure that Joshua will take care of Wilder, right? Deontay Wilder.
I do. If you want to talk boxing, I think. Just real quick. And by the way, let's go bet DSI. We have on Cinco de Mayo two amazing fights that are coming up with Triple G and Canelo. And congratulations, boxing, and whoever is promoting this. Not only do you have Triple G and Canelo, but there's another fight before that that is also equally as prevalent. And that's what boxing needs to do, what UFC does. Because what boxing does is they go, here's Mayweather-Pacquiao, and then here's four things you don't give a fuck about before it. But now, if you go, here's two title fights and two things you don't care about, now you got my money, and now you got my attention. And I think boxing has done that based on the model that the UFC has made.
Yeah, it's definitely put pressure on. Yeah.
Yeah, you got to... If you want pay-per-view money, if you want me to give you $60, it can't just be one good fight and a bunch of bullshit. Because if that one fight is just Mayweather dancing around and getting a win, I will never get another fucking pay-per-view again. But if you give me two good fights...
And it's got. You're right. It's gotten so now much. In the 90s, it used to be terrible.
Now I'm listening, and now my credit card is going to, you know, DirecTV or AT&T or whatever the fuck you're doing.
Let's
you
be
know?
Honest. We're just getting it off Reddit, right? I haven't paid for a fucking boxing.
Be cool, Johnny.
Whoa, whoa.
I've never said this before, but I miss Sam.
I don't believe that for a minute.
You are right.
Didn't Canelo just test positive for a banned substance?
No,
Tony Yoka. It was Tony Yoka. He was given a 1 year suspension, actually.
Thank you, sports man. You know what he said?
He said it was bad cow meat.
It was. It was what
tainted
he said. No,
cow meat.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right, Candace.
He's allowed to fight?
He said
it was just cow meat?
He said it was Mexican cattle.
Yeah.
Have hormones that are not are given treated with hormones that are not standard to
is this
the U.S.
Not
the US,
like
the UFC, the US,
where
the US,
you can't US. Fight once you get caught.
But it depends on what it is. And
so why doesn't John Jones say he ate some Mexican cow?
Because he didn't. Because he crashed his car into a pregnant woman.
No, but
and then came back to get his pot and cash
and
out of his rental car.
That was 3 years ago. And this is like just steroids he keeps getting tested for now.
No, he's like, I've been eating all the red meat that I've been eating.
And they believe this? This is real?
No. They don't. They have to, all of them conspire and go, what's the lie we are going to go with to still make $700 million that 90 people split?
So they don't have strict rules like the UFC in boxing.
That's the problem steroids. With boxing is that it is so political. It's literally,
well, if
boxing, for you, boxing, yeah. Boxing has always been like Trump is president.
Okay.
Boxing since... Post Mike Tyson, boxing has always been Trump is president.
Well, it's it, the states
we'll
have their own
spin away.
And yeah,
we'll can... spin away to keep it.
There's no big
liquid.
Over, yeah.
We'll spin away to keep it liquid, financially, and everyone will believe what we say. You know, it's a lot like Lance Armstrong. Have you seen that doc?
Icarus. Or the Lance Armstrong doc?
Lance on, it's on Netflix?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it.
I don't want to, you know.
No spoiler alert.
I never want to do that, but I'll tell you this.
I'm pretty sure he cheated, right?
Guilty. Guilty. And it's fascinating because it's done from a guy that's like, I did this documentary, then this happened, and then I believed him. I believed him.
And, a lot of people did.
And he was so nice. Even when, and then he was being honest, and then like, it's... The documentary was done during and post the Oprah interview. Mm. And then he went back and tried to do it again. And he's like, I'm going to do it clean. And I'm just going to try it. And kind of bullied people. Kind of was like an asshole. And the guy doing the documentary was like still like, I believe, you know, I'm drinking his Kool-Aid. I'm drinking his
How does he come off throughout the thing?
Whom?
Lance Armstrong.
Awful.
Awful.
Because at the end of the documentary, he's like, and then he did it one more time, and he tried to do it, and he's like, I'm going to do it clean, and there's no point for me to do it, but I'm going to do it, and I'm going to prove the world I'm clean, post-Oprah. Guess what happened?
Did they get him?
Guess
he
what
tried
happened?
To run, right?
Guess what happened?
Yeah.
He did it again?
Yep.
He's an idiot, man.
Tested again, and he's like, man, he lied. So the guy doing the documentary is basically like, he has lied to me from the beginning to the end, and then he swindled me back to believe that he is, you know...
Trying to turn it around, yeah.
Yeah, almost like an alcoholic. It's like, I'm done drinking, and then you're like, oh, you're drunk again. It's like that kind of, like, and he fucking did it
it's
again at the end.
Yeah.
It's pathological.
Yeah.
It's a great documentary on Netflix.
What's it called? Do you remember?
It's called
like Lance Armstrong.
It's called look it up.
The Armstrong Lie. Is that it?
The Armstrong Lie.
Yeah, is that it?
Stop it! Nothing. The Armstrong Story. Is that it?
There's a bunch of documentaries.
The Armstrong Lie.
The Armstrong Lie.
2013. I think that's it.
Yeah, if it's the one. Dumb
Whatever is the one on Netflix right now. That can we go to my suggested for you right now? I mean, we went to my MySpace from fucking 12 years ago.
I thought this was funny. Our listener Chris tweeted at us, the Clippers have signed, did you see this, an empowerment badge with the dating app Bumble? So their patch on their jersey is going to be that dating app Bumble. They're calling it a gender equality badge. Sam will love that.
Bro, it's dark state. Dark state,
it's
bro.
It's deep state, my man.
Oh, deep. That's how little I know about that shit. So, Red Band.
Yeah.
La Jolla.
Back Comedy Store.
No, I just want to plug it. I want to plug it.
Yeah. La Jolla this Thursday with Jeremiah Watkins at the Comedy Store in La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And Kill Tony's killing it.
Yeah, we had a great show last night. Packed audience with Jeff Ross. It's a lot of fun. That show's blowing the fuck up lately.
It's sold out main room. It's been like crazy.
Yeah, main room.
I was hanging out with, and we were talking about this before the show, but John Mayer, who is, I can't stress this enough. I know a lot of Punch Drunk fans will be like, that guy's a douchebag, but no, he's not.
Yeah, he's really
is cool as shit. And he and I were talking 3 weeks ago. Just like one-on-one in the back bar. We're the only people in the room, which is cool for me because I'm like, oh, wow, I'm actually talking to this, you know. And he's like, you ever notice that like every time you talk to a girl, one of three things is happening. She's either cold, she's tired, or she's hungry. And if she's hungry, she ate recently, but she can't believe she's still hungry. And if she's tired, she slept 9 hours last night and she can't believe she's still tired. Right? Ever since he said that, it's always been true. I'm talking to my sister. I'm talking to my mom. I'm talking to Jackie Gold. I'm talking to Sarah from 92.7 A Pot. Every time they're like, I'm fucking tired, but I'm like, fuck, I'm just going to plow through it. And I slept so much last night, but I'm fucking... Or it's like, I'm so cold right now, and I know it's 70 degrees, but I'm like tired, cold. It's cold, tired, hungry.
I think that's everybody, though.
Every time. Like, no, it's not.
Right now, if we were outside, I think the first thing I would say is that, man, I'm hungry.
Yeah. I think you're always hungry, though.
Or I'm tired. I'm going to go back to bed. Or, you know, that's pretty much what everyone
Maybe
says.
Maybe you're a girl.
I probably am.
I think adults are just always
Brian,
tired.
We're trying to shit on women right now. If you could, if you could play along.
I only sleep like 3-4 hours a night. I would love 9 hours.
Shut up, lady.
You sleep 3 hours a night?
I go to bed at like 2 just in general.
What?
You know this.
Two.
I always have.
I knew that, but you would always... I mean, I know you as like... I mean, we live together, so you would go to bed at like 1 and you wake up like 9.
Oh,
that's how I
that's
knew
too early.
You.
Yeah, but it's I work now, and plus, when you're pregnant, it's very uncomfortable, and you have restless legs and
I've got excuses.
So my Fitbit every day tells me I've slept 4 hours, and I cry every morning.
Your Fit,
you know the best.
My Fitbit tells me to kill myself.
You know the best thing about her being pregnant is that after she has a baby, anytime she laughs, she's gonna pee a little. Do you know that's
what if
true?
I get a C-section
you're gonna start
now?
Leaking.
Oh yeah,
I don't know. I think it just stretches.
Then the vagina's in
Are that? You willing to have your baby live in
Can
the
I
studio?
Ask your sister?
Aaron, magical just texted me. I just got a text from magical. Yes, have a baby live in the studio. Are we? That's a thumbs up. Will you have a baby live in the studio?
No.
Are you going to C-section it?
What about a D-section?
I mean, if
that's why that's why I rip your baby out of your asshole.
Are you going to record
Jesus.
It? Are you going
to
record it?
Jesus
no.
to you, young lady! How dare you bring
no,
Jesus
I don't
into
wanna,
this
I don't
conversation?
It's really soon, though, right? How much longer?
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Yeah,
Is your vagina already starting to smell? A little?
It's the first. This is the first All Things Comedy baby that wasn't aborted. True or false?
It's not smelling. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Why would it smell?
It starts smelling.
Yeah.
How do you know?
The baby. You know the babies go in the bathroom inside you, so you're pretty much like a porta potty until you have
all
a baby.
In their
babies. No. Babies start stinking at like 4 minutes. At 4 minutes, you have to like.
Yeah.
Yep. Do damage control on the stink.
You have poop
of your black baby.
Wait, so does my vagina start
no.
to smell when I start dilating?
No, no, it's all about like yeah. the Mexican baby puking out of your clam.
Oh, my vagina doesn't smell yet.
Well, if your vagina doesn't smell yet, you're good.
I'm not near delivery.
Aaron, that might be the worst thing I've ever said on the show.
I've never.
On that note, should we show the Oscar video?
Oh yeah, let's.
on the Me Too.
Anything
note?
Else? Yep. Anything
so,
else?
As you know, Tweeb does a thing called 92.7 The Pod, which I do a podcast in a place called Town, and I was on the. Sarah Lehman and I were on the Oscars. And,
congratulations, man.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's a
but
huge
deal. But we thought we were doing the In Memoriam, and it turns out they just had us do the In Memoriam for people that were hashtag Me Too'd. And so
their careers are dead.
Yeah, and so are ours. So here's the video that we that came out today. You can go to allthingscomedy.com and watch this and like it if you would. I would appreciate that. But here's what happened.
Please welcome from 92.7 The Pod, Sarah and Jay.
Many bright lights went dark in 2017. They entertained us. They touched us. Artists that are no longer with us.
Too often, names slip through the cracks. And although they may be gone, their impact will stay with us always. Let's take a look at some of the stars we've lost this year.
I'm so mad I had to shake it out.
Hey now!
Drink it in, ladies.
Again, Matt? Really?
It's the third time this week.
Can you prove that you didn't offer to save my job if I let you blow me?
That's a good photo too, yeah.
What?
All he had was a bad date.
After a while, when it kicks in, they get all huggy-buggy.
I love Oprah. Very good video.
That's a great video.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. So
who edited
happened.
That? Who edited that?
What's up?
Who edited that?
All Things Comedy, man. Oh, everybody here in keep it in the farm.
That's cool.
That's what we say.
Can you confirm that Aziz Ansari's in there? Because this is a conspiracy theory in the comments on YouTube that Al Madrigal hates Aziz Ansari, and he's included.
Is that true?
Yeah, did he order you to? I don't think it's true. Oh. Did he order you to put? Can you confirm or deny?
No, I just love the fact that it's gotten so ridiculous that someone can have a bad date.
Yeah.
And be like, I mean.
Well, I think it's come down from there, though. That was the peak. I'll say this.
Sarah and I, who I do 92.7 The Pod with, she and I were talking. And she's like, I miss the days when, a guy would just lean in to kiss me without, and just, be in the moment.
Yeah.
And then I get to, actually, I don't have feelings for you. And then the guy would be like, oh, you know what? Okay, cool. You know, my bad. I just,
Just text.
And then you just move on. Now it's I lean in to kiss a girl, and she's like,
it's like a soft
you'll hear
rape,
from my
man.
Lawyer. Yeah, it's like a soft rape. And it really is, weird. And I think that what's happening is, women are missing that, they are depriving themselves of that genuine moment because there's been so many disingenuous moments people trying to manipulate.
If only we had a woman here to comment.
I was going to say, but every girl I know agrees that the Aziz thing is ridiculous.
Everyone.
There's a few people.
Everyone.
Yeah, so it's not.
And if you don't, you're
on
a twat.
Her side about
you're a twat.
Weinstein. You're I'm sure twat. He's. Didn't do anything.
I mean, and you know what? And I agree.
For a second, I was like, wait.
I'm sure he's fine.
I agree. Weinstein. What did he really do?
Look.
Suck my dick, or you get, or you can't be
or
in
I
Kill
ruin
Bill
your too, career.
Or you can't be on Kill. And then I'm not gonna suck your dick. Cool, I'm gonna beat off on this fern.
The crazy
thing. Oh, that's a gentleman move.
What a gentleman.
Should we get an award?
The crazy thing about Weinstein's, even before all this shit dropped, even when you just saw him at the Oscars years ago, every time they would show him, you'd still go like, ew, God, what's...
Every time you've ever seen that guy, yeah, you go, oh, that guy's a prick.
Yeah.
That guy's a nightmare boss. I mean, you've been one of my best friends for a third of my life. I know how shitty some of the people are that you have worked for in the past.
Yeah.
I know you love your current bosses, but I know in the past you've worked for some difficult people. But but they do some like crazy things. We're like, oh, I'm a nanny and I have to be here for 10 hours and she's literally just streaming Netflix while I do everything.
Yeah, and I've been like sick before, yeah, and just watching them watch Netflix. Yeah. Like, why am I here?
Yeah, like you literally could watch your own 5-year-old.
Yeah.
But you choose, because you have a doctor husband, you choose to just sit on the couch with your fat ass and do nothing while your husband pays someone to make macaroni and cheese for your 4-year-old.
Yes.
Live your life, twat!
Stinky pussy.
Stinky pussy. Hey, let's look up some of your past bosses on MySpace.
Say them by name.
It's just like different nannies throughout the year. Like,
God.
But you have to be like, imagine like that. Like, you must think, you've been a nanny for a long time, and I've known you through several families. You have to wonder of like, you kind of raised these kids.
Yeah.
And you
I was
like,
with one family for 9 years.
And that family,
yeah,
is, you're very close to them, and I know them. They're very cool, yeah, and like, you're still close.
They gave me
close.
A $2,000, yep, stroller at our baby, yeah, shower.
But,
so you,
oh,
do keep in touch with them.
Oh, Jeff, absolutely. Yeah.
Jeff's cool. Like, we're the poorest people in the world.
No, they're fucking stroller. Super cool. Like, and your brother wants to and your brother and I want to spray her down.
The boss?
Yeah. She's hot.
Yeah. I wish I had a nanny.
Oh, dude. Trust me.
Yeah.
She is hot.
Yeah.
She's hot.
Yeah. No, she is. And yeah, she's like funny.
And cool and funny. Yeah. Yeah. So like, but then like, that was like your,
yeah,
into the nanny world. And yeah, that's when I met you. You were working for that family.
Yeah.
But then those kids got old enough that they're just like, yeah, I mean, we kind of don't need
kids
a
23.
Nanny.
Yeah, we don't need a nanny.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't leave till they were 17.
But you would work for them for like 8 years.
What,
like,
were you doing when they were 17?
Just like mostly personal assistant, because they don't want to get rid of me. But
seven,
I told,
8 years.
I left because I was like, you guys are adults. I have to go.
Yeah. But then like, I remember, I remember
you
quite
drove
well.
To get here.
Johnny, I remember quite well when you left that, like you had that kind of like moment where you're like, we don't need a nanny anymore. But like, you from age of 2 to 14, like, you raised these kids with us, but like,
yeah,
did you like slowly walk out of the
driveway? Bye, Felicia. Like, bye, Felicia. They kind of gave you a bye, Felicia. And then like, I remember all you guys crying, and it was like this big emotional thing where you're like, I'll still be a part of your lives. And these, oh, yeah, kids were like, oh, we're getting rid of Candace. Or Fight Nanny. We're getting rid of Fight Nanny.
They call me Fight Nanny.
Yeah, they call her Fight Nanny. But they're like, she won't be here every day for the, you know, but like, and you had to tell these kids, like, I'll still be a part of your life. Like, I'll still be, yeah, I'll still, but that had to be really emotional
for
you.
It's like the last day of camp. Yeah. Yeah. We'll call.
Times 10.
I felt bad because they were crying really hard. And I still see them. I do like sleepovers with them. Yeah. And I took them to like Six Flags in the summer when I didn't know I was pregnant. So my baby really likes roller coasters. We went like 4 times.
So they know you're having a baby.
Yeah.
And they're really cool.
Yeah. Well, they laughed about it because I made a joke like in August. I go, I'm late on my period, you guys. Like, I hope I'm not pregnant. And then, like, I text them, like, a month later. I was like, so I am pregnant. And that baby really
So you told them before you told us?
I told most people before I told Punch.
Guys, that's Punch. Guys, that's Punch on Sports. Enjoy the rest of it.
I don't blame her.
Wait, are these males or females?
The kids? Yeah. It was a boy and a girl.
A boy and a girl. And the boy's very artistic.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have, like, art in my house that looks like adults did that he did.
Oh,
people always ask, but they're like, who did that? I'm like an 11-year-old.
Wow. Was he kind of bummed out when he found out you were pregnant?
No, he's okay.
No,
so
no,
sweet.
No,
no, yeah,
no, no, no. He's not there yet. He's just like,
okay,
a very artistic fucking smart kid.
Yeah.
That
they're the people that their house gave me the baby dope. Shower and like the yeah the stroller.
Are they still in the same place that has a like little courtyard? The, yeah. Dude, that's a dope house. You guys, that's like a dream house.
Are you guys still doing the bag of bets here?
It's right behind you.
Why don't you guys do something with her placenta?
Yeah, I don't want to turn it into pills. You guys can have it.
Right?
Turn it into... Is that a thing?
That's a thing, yeah. You can turn it into pills and eat your placenta.
No, no.
No, it's, some people do
turn
cook it.
Turn it into pills?
Like, it's a tradition in some cultures to...
You had me with pills.
Take a hike.
Cook the placenta and eat it after the baby's born.
Fuck,
yeah.
We're not cows.
Yeah, here we steak, do
like
pills.
Like a steak, like...
Kind of.
It's, like if we, like, made it as a steak.
Eggs.
It's prepared with couscous.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, actually, I would love the eggs in there. That would save me.
Like an omelet.
I'm talking about like we're talking about like a steak.
Usually on nanos.
Yeah.
Ari Salmon Teeb. Ari Salmon Nanny eat one.
I think that's a great one.
And then Teeb talks about it while
they
you guys
say if you have a cesarean, you're supposed to wipe that shit all over their face.
What?
The whatever comes out, you know, the placenta and all that. Yeah.
On the me or the baby?
Yeah, I don't know. It's supposed you're supposed to give it get they get some kind of immunity from it.
But you're allowed to keep the placenta. So you should at least put it in a bucket or a bag or something like that. Bring a little
Ziploc. Or like,
just put it in a mason jar, like
yeah,
a glass jar.
Just throw it at them.
And just keep it in the refrigerator. But that's a good bag of the bet.
Refrigerator.
I mean, seriously. Because you can't eat it, and that's probably the best bag of bet because it's
you have been fight you have nanny. Been complaining that they're too gay lately. That's the least
what
gay.
What do you mean?
That's the least gay bag of bet we've had probably in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting to wrap it up.
Yeah,
from
we
here.
Gotta go. Even I gotta
oh,
go to
oh,
work.
Oh, did Brent Ernst get to wrap it up?
But she's
that guy did an extra 20 goddamn minutes.
The girls knew she's not as like authoritative.
But I will be respectful. But I would like to let me see that pluggies.
Oh, this okay.
Just because I want to do. There's a new dating.
Oh, I see.
Site
a plug with the plug.
Plug with Johnny. Look at you.
You got a plug.
And if anyone's in Vegas and you want to come see me play cards and you want
to
win money,
go nanny for the family. I really like.
Are you gone?
Well, next time I
Candace,
see you, you're probably going to have a stinky pussy that
I love you.
Pees all the time.
Yes.
I love you,
yes,
baby.
Definitely.
Good luck with your baby.
Thank you.
Save the placenta.
Oh, God. I'll say it to the doctor. Can you imagine like having to explain that?
No, just say you're going to put it in your yard or
some shit. Yeah, bitch.
Fertilizer.
I brought this trash
no
bag.
No shit.
Just bring the bag.
Candace, I love you.
Bye. I'll see you.
Bye.
I'll see you soon.
I will.
Bye-bye.
So the new 92.7 The Pod comes out Thursday.
It's going to be great.
And here's one commercial that we have just as a little teaser for a little problem that I've had in my life, which is getting friend-zoned too much. And I'm sick of it. And if you get friend-zoned a lot, maybe sign up for this website. When we met, I knew I liked her immediately.
And I knew I'd never want to have sex with him.
At friendzone.com, you can find your perfect match.
I really wanted to be there for someone who never could reciprocate my feelings.
And I needed help moving.
We use scientific methods to find someone who's not looking for someone like you.
I can't tell you how good it feels to have someone to talk to about my boyfriend, if I ever get one.
Why does this keep happening to me?
Start for free today.
He's a great listener.
And she will never love me.
Friendzone.com. Fewer dates, fewer relationships, and fewer marriages than any other site.
And thank you to Jeff Scott.
Absolutely.
Who plays all the pianos for all of our shit. Guys, thank you so much for listening. Aaron's giving me the go kill yourself or my wife will. What will she do, Aaron?
She'll probably take the house.
Oh.
Well, we do not. Oh, my God. We don't want that. I mean, I apologize. So, punchdrunksports.com. Website is coming out when? 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And Sports Band, you are in La Jolla. All of Thursday?
Thursday with
all
Jeremiah Watkins.
Yeah, all of Thursday.
Also coming to Nashville Comedy Festival. Also going to Phoenix.
Oh, cool.
Phoenix. You can go to DeathSquad.tv.
Stand Up Live in Phoenix?
Stand Up Live and Tempe Improv. We're doing Stand Up Live for Kill Tony and then Tempe Improv. We're doing a weekend of shows there. You can go to DeathSquad.tv. Click on tour dates. Thank you, guys.
Yep. Suck it. And please listen to 92.7 The Pod. The new one's coming out this week. Thank you guys for all your support. As always, listen to All Things Comedy. Guys, suck it, consider it sucked. And Aaron, suck it. Suck it.